Kane, can you believe that this is the second last show for 2023? Because I certainly can't believe it, eh?
It's like I woke up one day and all of a sudden it was December. Even though every week we're like, yo, it's going so fast. And then you just look back and you're like, no, it didn't just go fast. It went really fast.
Exactly.
It's middle of December.
What happened? Already. Basically, yes.
You're gonna sleep for 10 days and we've already had celebrated Christmas by then.
Yeah, well,
New Year by then.
Yes, and there will be fireworks when you wake up.
2024. When I wake up, I'm not going to sleep. What do you mean? You wake up at midnight. Yes, we've arrived. The fireworks are on.
Anyway, welcome to Tech Plus for another week, and indeed the penultimate one for 2023, which is just crazy. So we got to start looking at Christmas gifts and all that kind of stuff.
I hope you've been browsing. It's you about just, to run out of time to order.
Just browsing, eh? No, there's still time to order. Well, I always say there's time and then there isn't, but at the moment there is. But anyway.
I think if you order after the 14th, you're cutting it close.
That's okay, so honest. One more week, okay?
Because some things, if you're buying from, you know, e-commerce stores, some of those things are, you know, especially Takealot, because it has its third-party sellers, some of that stuff is 7 to 10 days, 5 to 7 days.
Yeah, I saw that.
You got to be careful. Best thing you can do, I think, best advice that anyone's ever given me is when you're purchasing your Takealot orders, it's actually bad to be giving this advice because it's part of the problem. But I'm going to do it because, you know, here at Tech Plus, we take care of you. Yeah. If you see an item that's going to be delivered later, rather just buy that by itself, because if it's over 500 Rand, it's free delivery anyway.
Exactly, and it's delaying the other goods. Yes. in your basket.
So what I like to do is fill up your whole cart.
Yes.
Bundle it based on what is really in stock, what is 5 to 7 days out of stock, and what is even longer than that, and then make 3 orders.
That's very clever.
And you're gonna
instead of
it's
one
free delivery anyway. You're just going through a little bit more effort. But imagine for a second that you've bought, you know, 5,000 rands worth of goods, and the 350 rand item that you got right at the end has 7 days.
That's usually the case. It's the smallest item that's delaying everything. I remember when I ordered as well, it's the smallest item, not even worth 100 rand, that's delaying everything. So you're like, geez, do I really want you? Do I really need you? But that's a very clever hack there, Kane.
Yes.
Thanks for sharing that.
I feel like we can only take advantage of that hack so many times. Because we spoke about on the tech show the other day, I think even unpromptedly, someone made an order from Takealot and they delivered their order in, like, they ordered 300 units of something and they delivered each one in its own box.
That sounds about right. Yeah, they always, I ordered a lamp recently from Takealot. With the Black Friday deal, a floor lamp.
Yes.
For my living room, and they sent this massive box with it, and it didn't even take up 50% of the space in the box. Had this massive box, and the lamp was inside. It was like folded up. You know, you have to like assemble it. And they sent this massive box. It's like, damn, how big is this lamp? Am I erecting a street light here?
Constructing an IKEA bed.
Yeah. So, but I'm pleased to see that they've sort of gotten rid of the plastic. There was a lot of plastic at one stage.
Yes.
And nowadays it's more like that brown paper, you know.
So much better. Because they used to have a lot, like they used to have like bubble wrap, but massive bubbles.
Yeah, I love to bubble wrap. I miss the bubble wrap. But I think they sometimes use it for like breakables, like serious breakables.
But I think a good amount of shredded cardboard is one of the things. They have like connected but shredded cardboard. And I think that works really well.
But they definitely scale down on the plastic. And I think the fishies are very grateful for that.
So remember last year, Black Friday, it was wild. Like, shops were overrun. There was chaos on the streets.
Knocking doors over. And
then I think what happened is people went out and they bought all this stuff. And then they like started to realize, like, hold on, I thought I got a discount on this thing. But here it is selling cheaper than when I bought it during Black Friday, you know. Or here's my item and it's actually like, it's only like 50 or 100 Rand more expensive than what I purchased it for. What's going on here? And then I think a lot of people lost a lot of faith in Black Friday.
Yeah.
So when this year came around, stores were empty. Like, I feel like stores had real discounts this time. There wasn't like any inflationary stuff. I think a lot of shops did it, but I think the overall sentiment was a lot of shops didn't. And we're actually taking a look at Takealot.
Okay.
And we're going to quickly take a look at some of their best-selling items during Black Friday and how much of a true discount that item actually was marked down from.
That's brilliant. Is that, you know, let me guess, is it my broadband?
My broadband.
Did they go again and do all the hard work for us? So we can just look at the stats here. Thanks, guys.
So they found that 7 out of the 11 most popular items on Takealot sold at their lowest prices since first being monitored. So this is where it gets quite interesting. There were a few things that were had crazy discounts, and we have it in some nice summaries here. So we have the Black Friday price. We have the lowest price ever on record for that particular item. We have the Black Friday list price, and we have the lowest list price on record. And then we have the effective Black Friday discount. So, of course, an item can and could have been on a discount in a previous year as part of a Black Friday sale.
Mm-hmm.
So we have this Black Friday's price, its lowest ever price, the previous Black Friday listing price, so the first Black Friday listing price, and then the lowest list price ever on record outside of that, which is the first time it was ever put on, and then the effective Black Friday discount. So the first one was the Hisense 58-inch 4K TV, which was on a Black Friday special of 6,000 Rand, right? And the lowest ever list price on record for that particular item was 11,000 Rand. And it's an effective real Black Friday discount of 45%.
Okay.
So that was a real 45% discount that you could have got.
Okay.
The lowest ever previous Black Friday price, list price, was 11,000 Rand as well. So funny enough, by the looks of it, that previous Black Friday price was actually the list price of the TV. So last Black Friday, they were selling that at a Black Friday rate, but at the exact same price as its list price. Whereas this time around, there was a real 45% discount.
That's a good discount.
So then we have the Naomi 4K Ultra HD TV box. So that's your Mi box. That's like the smart TV box. That was discounted on Black Friday for 800 Rand. Its lowest ever list price was 1,300 Rand. Therefore, its effective discount was 38%.
That's also good.
It's a real discount.
That's a good one.
Good to see a real discount there. The Samsung 65-inch 4K TV, Black Friday price was 9,900 Rand. The lowest price on record was 14,000 Rand, an effective discount of 30%. So that's another real...
That's good.
A real discount.
Mm, mm.
Then we have what I think this was the biggest discount. Oh, no. There was one other one that had a bigger discount than this, but this was the biggest TV discount for the whole of Black Friday. And I actually saw this TV and I was like, surely not. Surely there's a catch here. It's almost so good.
You almost bought it.
So this was the Hisense 55-inch 4K mini LED TV, which usually sells at 21,000 Rand.
Mm.
Ront, like proper expensive TV. Black Friday price, 9,900 Rand.
Whoa.
53% effective discount.
Damn.
Not bad.
So those were real savings.
So if you bought that TV, you really saved. You proper paid off price. And then we have the biggest discount ever, which was sort of overstated by Takealot. So this is the first example of an overstated discount. We have the EcoFlow River 2 portable power station. So it's like an inverter.
That's on my wish list.
And its Black Friday list price was 10,000 Rand. Its lowest list price ever was 8,000 Rand. And its Black Friday price was 4,100 Rand. So not bad there, about a 45% discount, but what it was stated as on Takealot was 59%. So there was kind of an inaccurate one where that really didn't take place.
Those EcoFlows are stunning, eh? Have you checked those machines?
So cool.
The way it's designed as well, eh?
So
it's
cool.
It's very high-tech, eh?
It is.
I don't know anybody with a EcoFlow. Only a Gizu.
No.
But those EcoFlows look really nice. And you can see it on the price as well. I think it's quality.
Yeah. No, those are really, really good. A friend of mine actually has one, and I actually saw it. They're great for your low-power user. You know, you're going to pay quite a lot. If you take the exact same amount of money you would pay for an EcoFlow and you put it into parts that are separate, you know, inverter, separate to batteries, separate to battery charger, you're going to get more out of it. But because it's this consolidated unit that there's no separate inverter, no separate batteries, no plugs, no cables, no nothing. It's just you plug it into the power.
So elegant.
And it works.
Beautiful design, eh?
Then we have the PlayStation 5.
Ah.
So this was like, it's known as the mediocre deal of Takealot because its lowest list price ever on record is 12,800 Rand. and its Black Friday price was 12,000 Rand.
Okay.
Effectively, it's 12%.
Yes.
But here's what's also interesting is FNB actually had a deal on a PlayStation 5, and I think it was 7,500 Rand. So
FNB?
That's a whopping... Yeah, FNB of all places.
I wouldn't expect FNB to give me a PlayStation.
You know what else you wouldn't expect to give you something like that?
I'd expect a loan, but not a PlayStation. What else?
Here's a company that you would never expect to give you what I'm about to say. So Huawei load shedding backup power systems can now be contracted through MTN.
Oh my goodness.
You can now go to MTN and you can get yourself a 5 kilowatt, a 10 kilowatt, or a 15 kilowatt inverter, right? That's a fully system. It's modular, so you can add batteries to it later on. You pay it off monthly, rent to own. You can upgrade it based on the same contract. You can choose your power usage depending on, you know, if you want 5 kilowatt hour, or 10 kilowatt hour, or 15 kilowatt hour, which is quite a lot. I've been running with about a 2.75 kilowatt hour. So
this 5 is from kilowatt hour is
a lot. And this is from Huawei.
They make inverter
systems, absolutely.
What?
And the price is not bad. I'm going to tell you the price and you can tell me if you yourself would do this.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it sounds very good.
A 5 kilowatt hour inverter. This will sort you out on like 5 LED lights, 2 points of sales, a micro server, a Wi-Fi router. Jeez, you know what? That could be always on. You can also probably have an office. You can have some computers in there. You can have a TV in there. You're not going to last 4-hour load shedding with it, but it's going to be fine. That's 1,700 Rand a month.
Wow. Yeah, that's good.
There's a catch. What? 60 months.
Oh, my word.
That's a lot.
Oh, I knew it.
There's a lot of months in 60.
Yes, imagine how much you pay in the end, hey?
Like, oh, you're an old man and you literally have paid that off.
It's mine now, and by then the batteries are all worn out.
My word. So that's a 5 kilowatt hour inverter and a 5 kilowatt hour battery.
That's a catch there, hey?
So if you need more battery than that, which 5 kilowatt hour is still quite a lot, but let's say you need more than that, you can get a 5 kilowatt hour inverter... And you can get a 10 kilowatt hour battery. What does that mean? Well, that means a 5 kilowatt hour inverter is technically how much you can draw in one go. And that means you can draw 5 kilowatt hours or 5 kilowatts within an hour, right? Within 1 hour, you can use 5 kilowatts. That's basically what the first setup will get you. This one is a 10 kilowatt hour battery. So you can pull 5 kilowatt hours for 2 hours. Right, and you will be that's basic, and that's a lot. That's still like 2 hours using 5 kilowatt hours is a lot. That's going to cost you 2,400 Rand a month for 60 months. So, not bad, eh? This is a beefy setup. This is a beefy, beefy setup. 60 months is a long time.
Hold on, 60 months that would be
2,400 times 60.
Wait, okay, so but it's 5 years, eh?
Yeah,
because 5 times 12 is 60. So it's 5 years. I mean, would the battery not be dead by
no,
the end of
it's probably
going to
be lithium ion.
But okay, but by 5 years later, you'll probably have degraded performance. Eh?
Yeah. Also, after 5 years, you're going to have spent 144,000 Rand. So there's that.
Oh my word.
Yeah, and or we can check out 1,700 Rand, which is your first setup, which is, in my opinion, you know, more than enough for your average everyday user.
By like, then, honestly. How much would you pay at the end of that deal?
102,000 Rand.
No, man.
To give you an idea, okay, that's if you're in a real pickle. There's obviously a ton of interest on that, but for the affordable price of 1,700 Rand a month, if you're in a tight spot, that can really help you because I spent, you know, about 25,000 Rand and I had half that setup.
Okay.
So that gives you an idea. Like that, and that's like not, you know, not the battery built for the inverter and all like being one unit and also being provided by, like we had to go out, we had to find inventory, we had to source, you know, online, you know, sales websites and things like that, find our components and assemble them together. And that
really?
Is our unit. Yeah, we had to go like modularly with it to save money. And that's how you can save money. But this seems like a great way for a business. And it seems tailored to businesses. And it's really cool to see MTN, of all people. You know, you can go to MTN, you can get an iPhone 15, and you can get a flipping 5 kilowatt hour inverter and 10 kilowatt hour battery for under 3,000 Rand.
I never imagined that they would sell inverters, eh?
Well, I don't know if you'd be able to get an iPhone 15 and a 10 kilowatt hour battery, but you would definitely be able to get a 5 kilowatt hour inverter and a 5 kilowatt hour battery and an iPhone 15 for under 3,000 rand a month.
But I mean, there's also a nice cell phone deal now. With each iPhone 15 that they're selling, you get a free fire extinguisher.
Really? That would be hilarious. That would be the perfect way for Apple to. They would get in a lot of trouble, but it would be
funny.
I
would love that sense of humor. I would, if I was like the MD of the company, I would do that just for the fun of it.
So we spoke about Take a Lot.
Okay? Yeah, yeah.
And we can agree that Take a Lot has had probably a pretty good last 3 years. They've seen a lot of growth. They had a pretty good Black Friday special last year where they did this 24-hour live stream session. They didn't actually do that again this year.
Yeah, which makes you wonder why.
We saw them doing real Black Friday discounts.
Yes.
But was there maybe another reason why all of a sudden Take a Lot's just offering the deals of the century? Well, when we come back from the music break.
Oh, wait, I think I know.
We're talking about Amazon coming to
exactly.
South Africa.
That's it.
That's what's next.
That's it. I knew you were going to say that. I knew it.
So get excited. Get your credit cards ready. Amazon's coming. We're going to talk about it now.
Awesome. Let's go for some music. Heartbeat changing when you're around me is racing. I know it's getting late. Drinks and I might spill how I'm feeling. Somebody cut the brakes. Yeah. I hate to come on too strong, baby, but I'm freaking out when you're gone crazy. I know it hasn't been long, but I'm saying.
Roll the dice, angels roll their eyes. What doesn't kill me makes me want you more.
now.
Yes, hello and welcome back to Tech Plus. It's Eong with you and also Kane, and we're looking at this week's biggest tech stories, not just in the world, also in South Africa and vice versa. But Kane, you said just before we listened to some music, you said that, you know, take a lot sort of checking itself right now and making sure that it's still a very attractive option because they've got some big competition coming now in 2024.
Exactly. In 2024, Amazon has announced that they will be coming to South Africa.
For real now. No more delays and stuff, right? Because that's been taking too long, eh?
Yeah, you'll be able to go onto amazon.co.za.
Yeah, yeah, we've got our own domain now. That's cool.
And you'll be able official. To purchase Amazon products that'll be warehoused in South Africa. They'll get to you in 1 to 3 days or 5 days, depending. There'll be independent sellers. The same guys that are selling on Takealot will probably end up selling on Amazon. Small, medium businesses are very, very popular on something like Amazon. We'll talk about that in a minute. But Naspers. Naspers owns Tencent, which owns Epic Games, which owns Fortnite, but also it owns Takealot.
Lots of money.
Very big company, very big brand. They obviously are the ones that have invested in Takealot over the last few years, and they're the ones that are now coming under siege a little bit as Amazon is entering into the marketplace. So the CFO of Naspers, Basil, said they would pump money into Takealot to ensure it's in fighting fit condition for its looming battle against global e-commerce giant Amazon. He was referring to Amazon's announcement that it will launch in South Africa in 2024. And through its marketplace, Amazon will provide South African-based sellers with the ability to reach customers nationwide. General Manager of Amazon's Sub-Saharan African region said they will work with local sellers to grow their business in South Africa. So if anyone didn't know, Amazon offers a wide range of valuable tools, programs, and services to empower sellers and foster their business growth. It includes things like free educational content to support sellers at every stage of their seller journey, including articles, videos, webinars, case studies, private communications, like anything you need as a seller to grow and to become used to Amazon and to really make money on Amazon. Inside of South Africa is something that's going to be provided to you. And it will also provide independent sellers nationwide an opportunity to launch, grow, and scale their businesses rapidly. At the moment, over 60% of sales in Amazon stores are from independent sellers, most of which are small and medium-sized businesses. So for Takealot, Takealot has provided some support and some like kind of foundations for independent sellers that you can see. When you go on Takealot, you can see independent sellers are actually listed on Takealot, and those are usually the guys that I think take longer because they ship the item to Takealot and Takealot ships the item to you. Now, Amazon has a similar structure, but Amazon is very well known for supporting small to medium businesses. So really what Takealot's facing here is a company that could aggregate huge amounts of independent retailers and ultimately challenge their market share. But they seem ultimately confident. They said the investment in Takealot from Naspers is something that's longer term. I think Takealot hasn't even made profit yet. You know, they've just been absolutely pumping money into Takealot to get it to as profitable as possible.
I know why they didn't make any profit.
Why?
Spending too much on packaging.
On packages. Let's go back to the plastics. Oh, that's funny.
The boxes, man.
So really, they have to get ready for what's going to be quite a fight here in South Africa.
Hey, but we've got all these big companies giving our little companies a run for their money now, hey? Because look at DSTV, MultiChoice, how they panicking now since Netflix and Disney Plus came along. Now we've got Amazon coming. We also have Starlink. I read this week that Starlink is a massive threat to our mobile network operators here in South Africa, because we wouldn't need them. We could make phone calls without having a Vodacom or MTN, and that's probably why they're delaying bringing it into the country or making it illegal, because they know it will get these people out of business. And let's not even talk about Cell C, because Cell C is battling. I see they sold their towers again and they're selling their shares back to the holding company. Insolvent. Cell C is insolvent. Technically, Cell C is not really a network anymore because they're just roaming on other networks' towers. So what's the use then of calling yourself a network?
Crazy, eh? No infrastructure. Infrastructureless.
Yeah. And I remember years ago, they were like, yeah, we pride ourselves. We have brand new towers. We stopped leasing Vodacom's towers now. Because remember, when you're on Cell C, sometimes you would get like Vodacom. It's like, hey, my phone's not Vodacom. Oh, okay. Oh, no, they're connected using the towers. And then at one stage, they were like proud, you know, like, no, we've got our own towers now. And yes, we're doing it by ourselves now. And then they keep changing CEOs and they keep restructuring the company and they keep rebranding, but something's not working there.
Not taking.
Yeah.
And it's always crazy for me when I go to somewhere like the Nasdaq Mall, because you just see a Vodacom and a Cell C next to each other.
Yeah.
And sometimes the Vodacom closes before the Cell C.
Didn't notice. That's quite funny. I feel like
they're trying hard. Or maybe I'm wrong and Vodacom closes after Cell C, in which case,
it's funny seeing it like that, eh? But there's a space for everyone. But yeah, I think Starlink is a massive threat to a lot of companies as well.
It absolutely is. And I mean, Amazon being someone that's going to now put pressure on Takealot, they're not messing around. They're currently advertising 50 full-time positions and one seasonal job opening in South Africa, with several of the roles related to its plans to launch a marketplace in the country. The online retail giant is looking for customer service leads for its South African operations, a BBBEE senior program manager, a transportation and fulfillment manager, and several vendor and supply chain related roles. So, I mean, they're not playing. It's not like talk now. They're actually like doing interviews. They're getting their hires down.
It's
they're
about
preparing
time.
For a launch. And I think Takealot's preparing the countermeasures.
They want to pump more money into Takealot as well. They haven't made a profit
healthy
yet.
Competition. Let's get some price cuts, you know.
Yeah. So who wins in the end with all these big companies coming, you know? We win. We as the consumers.
Because
we have more options and stuff becomes cheaper.
That's why we might say, oh, you know, there goes Cell C. They're disappearing now. That's a bad thing.
Yeah, that's a bad thing. Looking very likely.
When you see, like, there was used to be a game online called Agario, and all you would do is you would start out a little circle, and you could consume any circle that was smaller than you. So if another player came along and there was a smaller circle than you, you could consume them and you would become a bigger circle. And there were also a lot of little pieces of circle that weren't players that you could pick up that would help you grow. And as you grew, you could easily, you know, take down players that are bigger than you. And that's kind of what I see when I see Cell C shrinking. And basically just getting absorbed, all their assets just getting absorbed by other competitors. And then for us, you know, one less person to offer a better discount than the competitor and ultimately help us pay less.
I'm actually surprised that Cell C lasted this long, eh? Yeah. At one stage, they were doing extremely well. Just shortly after their launch, when they had that massive marketing campaign also, and that brand awareness, that was still the old Cell C. Remember the Cell C voice?
Yes. How did it go again?
Cell C. For yourself.
For yourself. Like EA Games.
That's sexy voice, like that. Hey? Yeah. I actually know the woman who did the Cell C voice.
Oh, really? Yep. You know her. Jeez, Mr. Popular.
And listen, I just want to say, did you know that despite her being this big brand ambassador of Cell C, she once admitted to me that she was never on Cell C herself.
Really?
She was using another network and I was laughing my ass off.
That says it all, doesn't it? It really puts the coffin in there.
It was hilarious.
That's crazy. So yeah, Amazon's coming. Get ready. I'm glad. I've always wanted to be able to buy stuff from
I was going
to
say, you must be pretty chuffed, Kane.
Yeah, I'm very happy about that. I can't wait to see what happens. And when we come back from the break, we're taking a look at some interesting topics. The first one we're taking a look at is some information about counterfeit products. And this is going to blow your mind, because this was just like here in South Africa and the numbers are absolutely insane. We're also going to be taking a look at Google that launched a new AI, as well as Amazon Prime has released a new delivery subscription. We're going to be talking about that.
Cool. That's when we come back.
Shake that. in the club, party rock. Looking for your girl, she on my jock, huh? Now stop when we in the spot. Booty moving weight like she on the block. With a drink, I got to know. Tight jeans, tattoo, cause I'm rock, rock. Half black, half white, domino. Gang of money.
Yeah, I'm running through these halls like Drano. I got that devilish flow, rock and roll, no halo. We party rock, yeah, that's the crew that I'm repping. On a rise to the top, no letting our Zeppelin.
Hey, party rock is in the house tonight. Woo! Everybody just have a good time.
Yeah,
and we gon' make you lose your mind. Everybody just have a good time.
Let's go.
Party rock is in the house tonight. Everybody just have a good time.
Feel it, baby.
And we gon' make you lose your mind. We just wanna see you
shake that. Shake that. Shake that. Shake that. Shake that.
Every day I'm shuffling.
Step up fast and be the first girl to make me throw this cash. We get money, don't be mad, now stop. Hating is bad.
One more shot for us, another round. Please fill up my cup, don't mess around. We just want to see you shaking down. Now you home with me, you're naked now.
Get up, get down, put your hands up to the sound. Get up, get down, put your hands up to the sound.
We finally here, right?
Well, we...
It's Friday then, it's Saturday, Sunday.
It's live again, it's live, it's on the spot.
We'll be right back.
Friday, then this Saturday, Sunday, what?
If you just joined us, you're late, but don't worry, we still have about 15 minutes or so left of this week's Tech Plus with myself, Jan, and also Kane. Kane, what's next on the discussion menu there?
So, you know, I have a question for you. How many times have you bought a counterfeit product?
No, I can't remember. I don't know. How would I even know that it's fake? Because I saw that you can now buy even fake baked beans, and it looks like the real Koo baked beans, but it's actually fake. So how would I wouldn't know.
See, that would be the ultimate question. It's like, the one question is like, would you go to a shop and buy Adidas instead of Adidas? You know,
that sounds Chinese.
Know? Would you go get something like that? That kind of looks real. Like, you can get it with Rolexes as well. You know, sometimes a Rolex can cost like $60,000, but for the small price of $350, you can get a certified copy of a Rolex. Like, it's actually a certified, not real clone of a Rolex.
And for what? 50% cheaper?
No, well, $60,000 versus $500.
Okay. That's,
and it looks basically, I had a friend of mine that bought one, and it looks exactly the same. Really? Now, they don't sell it as $60,000. They sell it as a signed counterfeit. It's like, it's a legitimate counterfeit. But my question to you is, well, if you haven't bought anything on purpose that's counterfeit, do you think you've ever bought anything that you thought was legit but was actually counterfeit?
Probably.
Do you think so?
Yeah, and you?
Well, I don't know if I have, because I at least I haven't found out, like, oh, this is definitely not the real thing. Oh, you know, I did the other day. The other day I did. I went to, I think it was Incredible Connection, or I went somewhere and I was buying a PS5 controller charger.
Okay.
And I saw it online, and I saw like a special deal. There was like a controller charger and a controller skin or something like that. And I was like, I could buy that, or I can just buy the controller charger online.
Mm.
So I bought the controller, the cheaper one, because it looked like the exact same thing. So I thought, why not spend a little less and get more? Makes total sense. Gotcha. And then I like slowly but surely realized, like, I'm like, no, it was cheaper because this isn't the real PlayStation 5 controller charger.
And what did you do? Did you take it back?
No, I just went and bought the real one.
Oh, okay.
Now I've got two.
Oh.
The fake one and the real one.
Oh, you kept the fake one. Okay, but how did you find out?
Well, I bought the real one, and it worked way better.
Oh, okay.
And that's kind of what gave me the...
But sometimes they're very good. You can't really say.
This one, you could tell, definitely didn't try and say they're a PlayStation product, but they wanted to look as much like the PlayStation product as possible, which I guess is its own legal kind of counterfeit.
Yeah.
It's like it tries to look as much of it like it, but branding-wise, it's its own brand.
But I mean, there's been a massive... recently in the news, like every week, there's this massive bust of counterfeit items, whether it's clothes or... Remember last week we spoke about those fake iPhones?
Yes.
That they found in at OR Tambo in Joburg.
They found more.
Oh,
so
my
in
word.
Johannesburg, Centurion, actually, and Queen's Corner Shopping Center in Queenswood, the South African Police Service, SAPS, on Friday the 8th of December, announced that they had seized Lego products that were counterfeit
Lego?
To the value, this is in a single store, to the value of 850,000 rand.
Wow. Is that just
counterfeit
Lego?
Lego.
Man, that's got to be a great
2,300
time playing with that.
2,300 Lego kits.
Oh, man.
I wouldn't
Lego,
have thought.
Lego is so expensive nowadays.
If someone came to me and said, how much do you think 2,300 Legos are worth? I would say probably like 100,000 rand.
Yeah, not 850.
Not 850,000.
No.
So obviously a very, very productive counterfeit market. That.
Jeez. Okay. Busted now.
Because they're legit. They're not like Legon.
Yeah.
They're proper Legos. You know what I mean? They're not like some fake brand. So they're sold as real Lego.
And I mean, how would you even know?
The real Legos branding and everything. You wouldn't know. You would have absolutely no idea.
I wonder how they got. How were they tipped off? I wonder.
It must be from, you know, China or something, but I'll show you the picture of the products here. It looks like there is nothing
it looks
different
nice, yeah.
between the normal
and
product
and I'm sure
and
it works fine as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think what actually happened was, I think some people were getting like real duds of the counterfeit products and actually complaining to SAPS.
Yeah,
and after enough complaints, they just came out and they seized it.
Fair enough.
But in February 2023... This is a big issue. I mean, you spoke about the counterfeit iPhones, but in February 2023, MultiChoice announced that SAPS had seized 5,000 counterfeit remote controls that infringed on the DStv trademark, meaning people were selling DStv controllers with a fake DStv logo on. 5,000 of them. Someone manufactured these.
And like, you're not helping MultiChoice here.
One does not. Like, one can go to the kitchen and make a sandwich. One can't go to the kitchen and make a DStv remote controller.
Yeah.
You know, you have to have the right supply. So it's like a pretty, like, it must be a pretty big problem.
So they just basically slapped the logo on. I wonder if it worked with every decoder. That's like really universal.
I know. But I guess, I mean, Lego is expensive, eh? I mean,
for one Lego box, expensive.
You can pay like 2,000 Rand.
Yeah,
easily.
I remember as a kid, it wasn't that expensive. That's why we had so much of it.
I feel like that's what made it popular, and now its popularity has made it expensive. So it makes no sense to me.
Yeah, exactly.
It makes no sense.
It's pretty sad, eh?
You know what also makes no sense to me? I read the other day that the first electric toothbrush was made in 1957. Could you have ever imagined that?
1957?
That's a long time ago.
Yeah, I thought it was like in the 80s or so.
I really wouldn't. I would have thought
that was quite early.
The 2000s, not the 80s.
Yeah.
No, the 80s is long ago. I wouldn't trust an electronic like that. An electric toothbrush from. You said, here, Kane, here's an electric toothbrush from 1957. Would you like to use it?
Oh, no.
It probably has a 240 volt power cable coming out of it, like 10,000 volts. Quick death. Last seen brushing his teeth before he evaporated. Seems like a terrible idea.
Oh my word, no.
Have you ever seen a steam like engine a nightmare. From like 1957?
Everything was huge.
Huge.
That thing must have been huge.
You wheel it in. You know when a truck reverses to get the toothbrush into the room.
And then your house power trips.
Speaking of house power,
did you
know that it's very likely that in the coming years, one day, it might very well be legit that one day your electric vehicle might power your home's air conditioning. Here in South Africa, we don't use air conditioning that much. It's actually always interesting for me when I speak to some Americans and Europeans and things like that, because in the European areas, it gets so cold that it wouldn't even make sense not to have central heating of some kind.
Well, yeah, they say, like, is the heating on? Whatever.
Exactly. But in somewhere like America, in Texas, where it can get like 40 degrees, then again, it's like you don't survive if there's not air conditioning in every commercial building, because it's 40 degrees Celsius. Even in Dubai, you got like 40 degrees Celsius weather. You need air conditioners.
Well, Eskom won't agree with you there, because they blame the recent stage 6 load shedding that we had on people in South Africa using air cons.
I know, but I thought about it today. I mean, I walked into the Caltex, and that thing is like a pristine 11 degrees Celsius by all the refrigeration.
Oh, that's lovely, eh?
It's fantastic, but also you're like, this can't be good for our grid.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, is it really necessary that my feet feel cold on the ground?
Yeah.
It is cold. Cold. So true. Smart homes can already help us charge our electric vehicles more efficiently, but using an EV to power our smart homes is still largely something that we'd probably call like science fiction. However, a new partnership between Ford and Resideo, maker of Honeywell Home Smart Thermostats, may be a glimpse into that future. Today, the companies announced that EV Home Power Partnership, a product that's exploring using Ford's F-150 Lightning's electric pickup truck to power your smart thermostat during peak hours. So what does that mean? You come home from work, it's peak power, the grid has a huge amount of pressure on it. Texas has said, sorry, you can't use your air conditioning, our grid's unstable. You go plug your Ford into your house and now you have breezy winter temps.
Where do you plug it in?
To the stove. I don't know. Into a big plug. Surely.
Yo, where's this plug, eh?
So that is absolutely insane. And another thing that's absolutely insane is somewhat of an achievement, and in my opinion, a little bit of a fumble, is 908 megawatts in new private power has been registered in the last 3 months here in South Africa. But that private power doesn't have any way to store the power. So it's just on-demand power. So it's basically like, as long as we need it and it's daytime, we have power. But if it's nighttime and we need it, it's not generating power anymore. And the power that might have been generated during the day
wasn't stored.
Is now gone.
No, man.
It's just evaporated. Sorry, not sorry. Sun power
what
gone.
Heck?
It's crazy.
It's like you got to use it right now.
So our minister of electricity was making a valid point, funny enough, that like maybe we should have some storage.
Did he say something that actually makes sense?
Yeah, he's like, it should be like surely this should be outfitted with some sort of storage, you know, battery storage. His exact words was said the lack of battery storage was problematic. Which is true, you know, it is concerning that he also went on to say that it is concerning that most of the registered facilities are further deepening the California duck curve as they are not coupled with storage, which basically talks about demand during the day versus the night, plus power production, and that's kind of what that graph curve really means. But I think it's absolutely amazing because 908 megawatts is basically a stage of load shedding, but at the same time, it's also crazy that we haven't coupled storage with that.
Yeah, how can you not... Can't you, like, store it in a Tesla Powerwall or something?
And I'd love to get a power expert on the show to speak to, because I was thinking about it the other day. I mean, if you think about our grid, we don't have much storage capacity at all.
Yeah.
So if we, let's say we're running at, we're pulling 25,000 megawatts of power per hour out of the grid as South Africa. And we all collectively join a WhatsApp group and we say, no more. We're all turning off our geysers. Right, and we turn our geysers off for 30 minutes and we go from using 25,000 megawatts of power per hour to 15,000 megawatts of power per hour. During that hour that we don't use 10,000 megawatts of power, where does it go?
To waste.
Does it just get fed into the earth, into through the ground? Like, what happens to that power if we don't store it? What happens to it?
Yo, that's a very good question. Now you're going to keep me up at 3 a.m. again.
Midnight thoughts while shopping for Christmas. Wishing it was still Black Friday. And on that note, it's time to end the show.
Yes, oh my word, I can't believe it. How did this happen?
It was quick, the year
it went by so quickly, eh?
In a flash.
Yes, no, Kane, thank you so much. Brilliant show once again. We need to get a power expert on the show because, as you said, where does it go?
I'm sure there's a logical explanation, but my imagination says that it's probably lost.
So there's, yeah.
Must be. It can't, it's definitely not stored. Maybe it has some like redundancy, like it can circle the grid for an hour or so before it disappears. I don't know how this stuff works, but it's not making sense to me.
You say when it goes into the earth, that doesn't sound good.
Yeah, well, I feel like that's when it just heads into the earth. Where else would it go?
Or maybe it goes to the neighboring countries. That could be it.
That it could be sold as excess.
Yes.
It could be exported power.
I think we just answered it.
So what if load shedding is a way to reduce power?
Goes to Mozambique or to, where is it, with Namibia as well, we share.
But then effectively reducing, if you implement load shedding when we don't actually need load shedding and you reduce the amount of demand that we have, you immediately have more excess in your economy. More questions than answers.
Yeah, but it's good to get an expert on that.
And we said Starlink's now illegal in South Africa. I don't know if it'll always be illegal, but right before we end, before I forget to mention, SpaceX just launched 22 new Starlink satellites in California. So, I mean, like, I hope it comes here sometime.
It's got to, eh?
But they're just launching satellites left, right, and center. So
a big threat to the cell phone companies, definitely, and the internet companies.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Kane, thanks so much, man. And I'm hoping that you have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you so much. And thank you to all of our listeners for listening in. We'll see you next week, same time, same place.
Absolutely. Thanks to our listeners. Cheers, man.
Cheers, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bring the action.
When you have this in the club, you gotta tip turn it up. You gotta tip turn it up. You gotta tip turn it up. When we up in the club, all eyes on us. All eyes on us. All eyes on us. See the boys in the club, they watching us. They watching us. They watching us. Everybody in the club, all eyes on us. All eyes on us. All eyes on us.
I wanna scream and shout and let it all out. And scream and shout and let it out. We saying oh, we oh, we oh, we oh. We saying oh, we oh, we oh, we oh. I wanna scream and shout and let it all out.
and scream and shout and let it out. We saying oh, we oh, we oh, we oh.
You are now rocking with Will I Am in
Britney.
Bring the action.
Rock and roll, everybody, let's lose control. All the bottom, we let it go. Going fast, we ain't going slow. No, no, hey yo. Hear the beat, now let's hit the flow. Drink it up and then drink some more. Light it up and let's let it blow, blow, blow. Hey yo, rock it out, rockin' out. If you know what we talking about, burn it up and burn down the house, house. Hey yo, turn it up and don't turn it down. Here we go shake the ground. Cause everywhere that we go, we
bring the action.
When you hear this in the club, you gotta check, turn it up. You gotta check, turn it up. You gotta check, turn it up. When we up in the club, all eyes on us. All eyes on us. All eyes on us.
You see them girls in the club, they looking at us. They looking at us. They looking at us.
Everybody in the club, all eyes on us. All eyes on us. All eyes on us.
I wanna scream and shout and let it all out. And scream and shout and let it out. We saying oh, we oh, we oh, we oh. We saying oh, we oh, we oh, we oh. I wanna scream and shout and let it all out. And scream and shout and let it out. We saying oh, we oh, we oh, we oh.
Now rocking with Will I Am in
Britney.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. It goes on and on and on and on. When me and you party together, I wish this night would last forever. Cause I was feeling down, now I'm feeling better. And maybe it goes on and on and on and on. When me and you party together, I wish this night would last forever, ever, 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 ever. I wanna scream and shout and let it all out. And scream and shout and let it out. We saying oh, we oh, we oh, we oh. And shout and let it all out. And scream and shout and let it out. We say you know we are, we are, we are. We say you know we are, we are, we are. I wanna scream and shout and let it all out. And scream and shout and let it out. We say you know we are, we are, we are.
You are now rocking with Will I Am in
Britney.
Now it's back.